Paul Steinhaus reports nationally for Fox News, GMI Studios for us. Paul, on a Monday morning, getting things going. A lot of things are fluid. Things feel very fluid on the presidential primary front in terms of the both sides and dynamics, but we'll see what happens. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning, Jack. Let's start with who's in the state today when it comes to presidential candidates. On the Republican side, you've got Ron DeSantis, the Florida governor, back here. He'll be in Laconia and Guilford today for a couple of stops. Remember, not all the candidates. DeSantis, Nikki Haley for sure, Vivek Ramaswamy, and we think Chris Christie will be meeting and facing off Wednesday night. The next debate, Jack, Wednesday night, University of Alabama, Tuscaloosa. The far and away frontrunner for the race, Donald Trump, the former president, once again skipping the debate stage as he's done that the first three debates. He won't be there for Wednesday night's debate as well. On the Democratic side, Dean Phillips, the congressman from Minnesota, who's got that long shot primary challenge against President Biden. He is in New Hampshire today. I believe he's out in Keene and Ringe and those areas out in the southwest part of the state as part of like a week and a half tour here in the state of New Hampshire, Jack.
And I was, I think it was Friday night, the Democrat State Party, Democrats, Jeanne Shaheen, Maggie Hassan, Custer Pappas, they had their big Eleanor Roosevelt dinner, I guess, is it?
They did.
And I guess there was a big push despite Phillips and Biden and the DNC, you know, messing over New Hampshire. A big push for the Biden write-in, I understand.
Yeah, there was a big show of force for that and, all the top Democrats. Even though, let's remember here, this was President Biden about a year ago who started this whole process of booting New Hampshire out of its first-in-the-nation presidential primary status. But still, they don't want Donald Trump back in the White House, so they're rallying around the president.
Yeah, forget New Hampshire's primary, I guess. All right, thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Jack.